Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you. Lots of bad numbers. So we're going to get right into this. Like, subscribe, please comment on the video. Always like hearing what you guys have to say. And let's get right into it. Gross domestic product numbers. Huh. They were revised. Now, guess which way they were revised. Were they revised up? No. They were revised down again. First things first, this is awful, guys. Okay? Gross domestic product rose at a rate of 1.3%. Okay? Off from 1.6%. Oh, okay, is that bad? Yes, guys. And again, revised downward. Revised downward. Nothing is as it appears. It's revised downward. The other thing is consumer spending. We are not spending money right now like we used to. And it was revised down from 2.2%, an increase of 2.2% over the last quarter, to 1.6%. So you cannot ignore these numbers, guys. You just can't. The Fed can't ignore these numbers. But one thing that I want to tell you is that I had two business associates that I've worked with over the course of the last few years call me randomly today. Hey, how's it going? Boy, is everything slow right now, Dan. I want to tell you about this. And they both told me basically the same type of story. So much so I said, gosh, we should get you both on a conference call and just talk about the economy in general, how it is off right now. But people are both telling me how their businesses are much slower and people don't have the money and we're going to do this project, but we're not going to do this project anymore. And people are changing their spending habits. Now, both of these people, over the course of the last 2 years, one thing that they sought my advice on when I talked about it was making sure that people don't owe you money. And both of them have zero, make sure that you can see that. That's a zero, guys. Zero receivables right now, because starting in 2022, we talked about how you don't want people to owe you money in this economy. And the people that are going to be the squeaky wheels going to get the payments. And you just don't want people to owe you. And they both thanked me again today about how, damn, nobody owes us any money. So business is slower. We've got everything paid up to date. But things are off right now. And that's what the gist of this is that you're going to see more and more people that are going to be in this position right now, that are not going to be placing orders and buying equipment and buying things like that and moving their business forward. It's just that simple, okay? And the Fed can sit there and tell us how great everything is. You can talk about interest rate cuts. But what we are seeing is houses sit on the market longer. You're seeing the plaza area of New York where houses are being sold at a loss, okay? Kraft, okay? Anyways, you're starting to see these houses sell at an absolute loss right now. And Robert Kraft, who owns the New England Patriots and is a billionaire, bought a home for $34 billion, just sold it for $12 billion. Robert Kraft, who is a billionaire, who owns the New England Patriots, he bought in this plaza area for $34 million. $34 million. Well, he must know something. Well, clearly not much, because he just sold it for $12 million. People like this, imagine taking a $20 million hit, you just don't care. I'm going to move on. That's the problem with New York. That's the problem with these high-end areas. But you're seeing properties like this sit on the market more. Now, the problem is the average person can't take a $100,000 loss, let alone a $10 million, $20 million loss. So you're starting to see this happen more and more and more right now. Just the mama birdies with their baby. Back up a little bit so you guys can see those. Remember the little tiny babies that were born last month? Well, that's them much bigger. I'm not getting any closer to the mom, so she doesn't lose her mind. You can't ignore these numbers, guys. Things are going in the wrong direction. Think about this staggering statistic that's swirling through my head. Gross domestic product, 34% of our gross domestic product is the government spending, government buying stuff, and war spending, Ukraine and Israel right now. That is Looneyville, guys. That is absolutely insane, because if we took that out of it, think about how bad it would be. We would be probably negative right now, or close to negative right now, okay? So it's getting worse and worse and worse. And nobody wants to admit that. Share your thoughts on all that stuff. I don't know if you guys remember the mama from a couple months ago, but here she is with her babies, and they're getting much, much bigger. I don't want to get too close to them because they're just sitting in the shade right now. Do you find this disturbing? China owns 347,000 farm acres of our mainland area. Isn't that crazy? Farmland, 347,000 acres. They just wanted to buy another 600 acres in Iowa that people are complaining about. But when are we going to do something about this? Doesn't this kind of seem crazy to you? Have you noticed a lot of Chinese investment here in the United States over the course of the last few years? Is everybody in China a millionaire? Did I miss something with this? You know, they just keep coming and buying houses for cash, buying farmland, buying things like this. Imagine if we went to China and we wanted to buy the allegedly, you know, farmhouse and party house, okay? I don't think we could do that. You know, so let me know, share your thoughts on that one. And you know, one thing I've always wanted to ask you guys, what do you call Chinese food in China? Dinner. Dinner. Remember that. Okay? So let me know what you think about that. There is something called the Beige Book that gives financial information on the economy and people's optimism. And right now there's a great article below about how, you know, there's no job gains right now. Discretionary spending is lower right now. Pessimism is on the rise. People are unhappy with things in general right now, which is the sentiment right now. The people that are smarter, as we enter summer, guys, It's summer's next month, guys. It's you know, going to be just so great. Everything's going to be great. We're going to spend money. We're going to travel. We're just going to have a great time. And no, not this year. So let me know what you think about that. But you're seeing numbers that are going in the wrong direction. And I find it fascinating right now that we're seeing this. Stop and Shop is an East Coast store chain. They have a lot of underperforming stores. They're going to close 400 stores. 400 Stop and Shop stores. I've never been to one. But again, think of everybody that's losing their job, probably three or four people that work at a Stop Shop, and they're done. They're done. Everybody gets to lose their job, and the owners get to that are getting rent paid don't get the rent paid. I mean, it's just catastrophic, guys, when you hear about this stuff. And nobody wants to sit there and say, oh, that's kind of bad. So I, for one, am concerned about China buying up farmland like it's, you know, items at the 99-cent store and just picking up what they want. It doesn't make any sense that we allow this at all, at all, at all, at all. So again, I want you to really think about this. Look at this map of the states that they own farmland in. So China used to take a lot of our waste products and industrial waste and plastic waste and things like that, and now they're not doing that either. So again, something's got to be asked. Something's got to be said about this. And a statement needs to be done to stop certain things right now. So, there was a cyber attack late last year that went unnoticed. And I don't know how this could have gone unnoticed, because 600,000 people had their routers destroyed in their house. So your internet, hey, my internet's out. Oh, now our router is bad because it was hacked by the bad guys. And Lumen Technologies is the one that discovered this. And when they discovered this, 600,000 people, lost internet. That's huge, guys. It's absolutely huge. And I always tell people, is your phone tied to the internet? Is your TV tied to the internet? Clearly, the internet you use for the internet, email and, you know, videos, watching Dan, things like that. But what do you, you know, would this affect your life? And again, 600,000 people. So I'm always telling people to make sure they have the VPN. So use the link below for the VPN. The other thing is that ABC News did a great story. Hey, listen, we broke four ransomware groups in Europe and arrested four people. Really? That's it? You guys are celebrating this? Read the story. I'm glad they arrested somebody for this stuff, but these groups have just run amok on us. They've made us look like complete idiots and taken over everything. And I don't see this as being something that they're going to fix anytime soon. So let me know what you think about that, guys, because the internet companies, these businesses that keep getting hacked, you know, you've got to be able, they have to have some accountability to protect our data. They just do. It's just, you know, hey, get a VPN, protect your passwords. It's all on us. No, I'm sorry. Your medical data got stolen, Dan. Up all the times you went and talked to the doctor about all that personal stuff. Everybody knows it. Let's share it. So let me know what you guys find. Okay? You know what I mean. It's terrible. Hollywood is completely broken. And we talked about this a little bit. But now you have groups like women over 40 that get together and have a meetup to talk about how they can get jobs because they're all unemployed right now. Even the unscripted reality TV show market is done. I want you to tell me right now, what TV shows are you watching? What appointment TV do you have? There's no Friends. There's no crime drama. Billions is gone. I mean, you don't have anything worth watching, worth waiting for. What are you going to watch? Below Deck? Come on, guys. This is just a joke right now. All this stuff is completely broken and completely off. And nobody wants to admit that. Okay, final story of this video, just a quick video today. And that is the CEO of McDonald's. You know, we're tired of this poor social media that we're getting in regards to the Big Mac being $18. Oh, okay. So we're going to identify and what do they say? Mick investigate. Okay, go Mick investigate it. And you know what they found out? Yeah, well, Dan, I paid $15.79 for a combo meal. Remember that? Oh, okay. Well, it's close to $18, guys. It's not like they beat anything. This big investigation that they did, they found out how expensive everything is. People cannot afford this right now at all. I'm telling you, I would rather sit down in a restaurant, have somebody keep pouring me iced tea, and eat at Cracker Barrel. Okay, and spend $18 and go to a McDonald's right now because it's an absolute travesty and disgusting and bad for you and everything that you guys always write me about. So, just a quick video this morning. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And you want to email me, hello@iallegedly.com. Plus, check your email list because one just went out. So, you need to check your spam filter. Okay, I'll see you soon.